1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with deadly weather south of Oklahoma City.
Oh, gosh. I can hear it. It's a large tornado, 60, 70 miles an hour, southwest side of Shawnee.
KWTV storm tracker Brandon Pinnell, one of at least two tornadoes touched down in Shawnee. At least two people were killed. KW's Hank Brown.
I've seen multiple cars tumbled. Of course, all the power lines are snapped. The McDonald's sign is just twisted, so you can tell what the winds were like. So there is an armada of emergency vehicles here.
More than 20,000 customers have no electricity throughout the state this morning. A possible bombshell in the federal criminal investigation into Hunter Biden's tax returns. CBS's Jim Axelrod says an IRS employee is asking for whistleblower protection.
My client wants to come forward to Congress. He's ready to be questioned about what he knows and what he experienced under the proper legal protections.
Attorney Mark Lytle's client is a supervisory special agent at the IRS, who's prepared to tell Congress the investigation he's been working on has been hampered by what he thinks is special treatment.
Three people have now been arrested in the mass shooting at a Sweet 16 party in Dadeville, Alabama last Saturday. A 20-year-old man and two teenagers are charged with reckless murder. Four people died at the party. 32 were hurt. The girl who turned 16 says she doesn't know any of the suspects or why they allegedly opened fire. In Yemen, Houthi officials say at least 78 people died in a massive rush for food. The BBC's Ian McWilliam.
Reports from Yemen say dozens were killed in the stampede at a school where charity was being distributed by local merchants. Health officials of the Houthi rebels who control the Yemeni capital say the dead and injured have been taken to hospital following the incident in the Bab al-Yemen area of the city center.
The Supreme Court has put off a decision for another day on allowing an abortion pill to remain available nationwide. Correspondent Steve Futterman.
The limited issue before the high court is whether mifepristone can be prescribed while the battle over its use makes its way through the courts. The justices had initially said there would be a ruling on Wednesday. That ruling will now come on Friday. Law professor Lori Levinson.
Likely there's a division on the court, and they don't know exactly where they want to go with this case.
This is April 20th, or 420, as the celebration is known in cannabis-loving circles. But the pot industry isn't what it used to be. Patrick Wagner is with Marijuana Venture Magazine.
These operators used to make $600 to $1,200 a pound. Now it's going down to $275.
S&P futures are down 31. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies today with scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 56. Easterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, slight chance for scattered storms, lows around 35. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 50. A dusting of snow Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 39.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome to the No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour.
You need some whoop 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 boing, you know?
Absolutely. Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Dad's nipple factory. Who knew that nipple was such a fun word to say, but it is. And we heard about this film a little bit last week when we talked to Christopher Pollard, who is from the Milwaukee Film Festival. And he told us, and it was funny because I had actually been emailing with Mama Dad's Nipple Factory director and one of the producers that day. But Christopher said that it was the opening night film for the film festival, which starts tomorrow. And now we actually have the director of the film, Justin Superstar, is here in studio.
Thank you. I brought my nipples as well.
Oh, did you bring some extra nipples for everybody?
I do actually have show and tell. I know it won't work for the listeners, but I do have a nipple in my wallet for whenever you guys are ready.
Okay. All right. Well, we do have a live stream video component, so there are some people who will be able to benefit from.
We'll save it for the end. We want it to be a tease, right?
Yeah, that's a good a nipple tease.
I wasn't going to say it, but you did.
I was trying to set you up.
So
Justin knows what he's doing there.
All right. So this is a documentary, not a porno. So it's a documentary, and it's about your family. And so I want to, before we get into a lot of the parts of the film and what it was like to film it, I'd love to hear it start first just more on you, because you had a whole career as a filmmaker before you ventured into putting your family on camera. And so you're from Eau Claire. And so how did you end up in the movie business?
Oh, man. I mean, I've been doing video and internet video for the last 25 years. So I was one of the original video bloggers, putting my life online in like the year 2000, when people were like afraid to put their credit cards online. I'm like, here's my friends, we're hanging out. And, you know, the 20 people who would download an internet video and watch it enjoyed it. So I've really just been passionate about creative for my whole life. I ended up working at a startup in New York. We were acquired by Google, worked at Google for a little while, ended up quitting that because, you know, I'm just a very practical person who wants a job at Google, right? And moving to LA and just becoming a full-time creative, because my job at Google was to kind of train up other YouTubers to be better at YouTube.
Oh.
And so this is actually my second feature doc, but I've done tons of branded content and really created all types of things from A to Z. But I think it's sort of, I say this film in a lot of ways is like my revenge on my dad, because for better or worse, he was always filming us as kids. So we grew up, I'm the oldest of five. My parents raised us on $12,000 a year.
Oh, wow.
So we grew up real scrappy, but dad would always borrow video cameras from people at the church to be able to capture these little, very sweet vignettes of life, whatever, you know, casual life we had at home with five screaming kids. But it became this incredible resource as I made this film to look back through the years of our family life and really enrich the story we're trying to tell with the film itself. So I started with this as a short, and then it wasn't until my dad sat down. I didn't think he was even going to talk to me, because this man is extremely shy. And he sat down for a two-hour interview with me, and I was like, oh my God, this is a feature film. And that was back in 2018. And then the journey was off from there.
So let's just, yeah. So let's back up. So you made one other feature doc. Then this wasn't kind of in your back pocket, or was it, as far as like, I have this story about my family and I know it's going to make a good movie, but like, or when did that light bulb kind of happen?
It's been 8 years I've been working on this.
Okay.
So quite a while. And really the discovery of this business for my siblings wasn't really probably until like 2012, 2013. And it still was a thing that
the
not
business
a lot
being
of
your family's, your parents'
my
business.
Parents' nipple factory, nipple business. Yeah, it wasn't until that. And it was always this thing where I don't know what it is. I feel like it was easier for me to like say, let's make a short documentary about this, than it was for me just to ask. Sometimes you need like an excuse, right? So like the documentary was really a vessel initially for me just as a curious person to get access to the nipple laboratory, which is not as fancy as it sounds. It's literally my sister's old bedroom in the house we grew up in, to get access and discover more about this really kind of quirky, unexpected venture from my parents. And yeah, it was around 2015 I started filming what I thought would be a short and really struggling with like, what's the core of this story? And it wasn't until I honed in on this really being it's not a story about a business. It's my parents' love story. It's a story about becoming whole again. Once I unlock that, then I'm like, okay, I can proceed and figure out what this thing is.
So let's, for people who maybe are not aware, what is the story? So it's kind of, I think maybe you can assume some of, from just the title, but what is the business? What is the story? And what's the core of the film that was the thread that you started to pull?
Yeah, so my mom had breast cancer and had a unilateral mastectomy in 2007. And my parents' dynamic is that my dad is this extremely shy, extremely introverted, but very creative problem solver. And he always was solving problems for the family through like weird little innovations, as well as starting small businesses as we were growing up. I kind of describe him as like the dad from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. It's like that kind of vibe, right?
Nice.
Rick Moranis.
There we go. And if we ever make a feature narrative of this, like Rick Moranis would be a great person to play my dad. Just saying, Rick, if your people are listening, please, you know, text me. So, after my mom, and my parents are deeply conservative Christian, I don't think my dad ever said the word nipple to us growing up, right? It's a little bit of sense of, especially in America, in impropriety there and privacy and whatnot. So my mom had her reconstruction. And one thing that was pretty shocking to me to learn, cancer, of course, is it affects so many people. And for better or worse, it's a major industry. And so many elements of the treatment and even breast reconstruction is sorted out. But there's the cosmetic side of it, where it's like, okay, you have the rebuilt breast mound area. And then with unilateral, you still have your original. And so you have tattoos, but they're two-dimensional. There's no texture there. And there were a lot of other options for prosthetics, but they wouldn't match your original one. And so you'd always have this feeling of asymmetry or incompleteness. And this was something where my mom is like the woman of my dad's dreams. Like their relationship is just so beautiful. And they're such extreme opposites because my mom is this, loves people, this major extrovert, just like always wants to be out doing stuff. And my dad's like, let's just stay inside and, you know, not do anything. And so it's this beautiful dynamic. And so when my dad saw how she felt, he really took it upon himself because nothing else, especially in 2007, 2008, there was nothing on the market that was good enough for the woman of his dreams. And so this led to kind of them being challenged by their plastic surgeon, like, hey, there's nothing else out there. And my dad's like, can I try to figure it out? The plastic surgeon was like, okay.
Sure, go ahead.
And, random guy from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, figure out this thing that affects, you know, thousands, millions of women around the world. So he took over my sister's old bedroom in the house we grew up in and learned molding, color matching. And thankfully, my mom is just super, like, she's just so open to kind of whatever. And so she was a very willing partner in this process. It's in the film, but the first person my dad went to was actually our local small town dentist because he's like, well, you take impressions of teeth. Can you make impressions of other body parts? So the dentist is like,
I got a question.
Yeah.
It ain't going to be weird, but here we go.
And so,
yeah,
yeah, so
I thought you had a question.
He was doing a joke.
Yeah. So that was kind of the beginning of it. But really, he just developed this very bespoke process and created this perfect replacement nipple for my mom. And they showed it to the same plastic surgeon. And he was like, there's nothing else like this for women on the market. Like, you need to offer this to other people. And of course, women and men are affected by breast cancer. And so they turned it into, and like I said, my dad has been an entrepreneur his whole life with very small, little, like never wants to go into debt. He never wants to have a big, like little businesses throughout his life. So this wasn't really new in terms of a business sense, but now they turned it into this literal mom and pop business. Mom does customer service because she loves people. Dad is in the nipple laboratory, you know, figuring out the next innovation for nipples. And they've made over 5,000 nipples for women around the world who've suffered this similar thing. And that was completely out of the blue for us kids. We knew something was going on. We knew it was related to mom's breast cancer, but the subject matter and the depth of it was a thing I really didn't discover until I started filming this in 2015.
That is wild. We're talking to Justin Superstar, who is the director of his own family story, Mom and Dad's Nipple Factory, which is having its world premiere tomorrow night at the Milwaukee Film Festival, which is the opening film for the festival. And do we have time to play a little bit of the clip?
The phone rang and it was a doctor telling me the results came back cancer and you'll have to have surgery within the next couple weeks.
It does feel strange, even after I had my breast reconstruction, to look in the mirror and just see one nipple.
It was just a constant reminder of where cancer is taken from us.
There is no good way to reconstruct the nipple.
And I said, well, can I figure this out?
There was just all of these like swatches and swabs.
It was like very clear he just like didn't want us in there.
Brian's personality is one not to accept the status quo.
The doctor saw that and was pretty impressed.
He was amazed.
Wow! There's clearly a need out there. And they jumped into it.
A lot of us don't know as much about this business as we should.
Because of your mom and dad, when I look in the mirror, I don't say, you've had cancer. He's changed my life that much.
Well, so many people need this.
And I'm truly grateful to you.
This is a part of their love story. It's a big part of their life.
It's not an easy question to respond to when people say, so what kind of work do you do?
Brian pretty much avoids it.
I avoid it.
He really does. It's a shame I made a feature film about it.
I know, right? And so we have to go to a break, but when we come back, I want to talk more about like what, as you know, you were a working filmmaker and how different it was to interview your family and how personal it was. And like, did anything, like what surprised you along the way? So we'll talk about that when we come back. Our guest is Justin Superstar, who is the director of Mom and Dad's Nipple Factory, a documentary that will have its world premiere tomorrow night at Milwaukee Film Festival. We will put all of the links to it in our show notes, especially that trailer, if you want to cry like Jane and I. And now Greg. Yep. Already have. All right, we'll take a break and be right back.
High hopes we had for the future and our goals in sight. We know we don't get depressed. Here's what we call our golden rule. Have faith in you and the things you do. You won't go wrong. Oh no, this is our family jewel.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu, the bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Cloudy skies expected today with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 68, southeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tonight. Lows level off around 38. Cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 57. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Guess you wonder where I've been.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. He is Greg Bach. And we are talking to Justin Superstar about his new film that is premiering tomorrow night at Milwaukee Film Festival, Mama Dad's Nipple Factory, about his family and his parents and a little company that they started to make nipples for women and men who go through mastectomies. And I got to see, well, Jane, we'll have to show you afterwards. We got to see the sample nipple, and it
looks real.
It looks real. It does look real. And so I guess I'm really interested as a filmmaker how this was to, like, especially because I've never made a documentary. I've wanted to, but as far as sometimes being the documentarian is being the objective storyteller, not always, but often, and this is something that I'm sure you, it's inextricable from your family and your life and your love. And so what was it like to actually interview your family and like ask questions that maybe were uncomfortable or like, so what was the process like for you?
It really was. And I think, like I said earlier, it was easier for me to make a documentary about this in some ways than just ask, like, than just tell me, Dad and Mom, why you're doing this. So in a lot of ways, I think it was similar to like a type of therapy, because when you put on that documentary filmmaker hat, there are so many questions and things you take for granted as the child of someone. Oh, I know how they met, or I know this or that, but I'm going to ask it again for the film. And there are questions like that where I thought I knew the answer and I got something totally different from them. Hmm. And just to be able to have those deep conversations, like I was someone where living in Los Angeles for almost a decade, living in New York City before that, I would go home maybe once or twice a year. And you don't really have those deep conversations after a certain point, certainly when you're growing up. So this was this forced way of very intentionally asking these deep questions of my parents. And for everyone, I think parents are these godlike figures when you're a kid. Mm-hmm. And then there's a point where you're like, oh, my parents are human. Well, that's weird. Well, I'm going to college and I've got other things to do. And so this was a great way to come back and reconnect. And like I said, the film really is about becoming whole again. My mom becoming whole again, all the women and people that have gone through this to feel whole again. And in the same way, for the family to become whole again, because I had moved just 3 years ago, I moved back to Minneapolis to be closer to my parents. Really, I think a major part of that was being able to really connect with them and come back more and more often, because your parents are a non-renewable resource. Mm-hmm. If there's stuff that you want to ask them and you never do, there's a point you're never going to get an answer. And so I'm editing, like I said, my dad was always filming our lives. I'm editing 30, 40 years of these sweet home videos of our family. And I'm seeing, here's my mom when she's 30 and here's when she's 40. And I'm scrubbing on the timeline and here she's, you know, 50 and 60. And it just felt like those grains of sand slipping through my fingers even faster. And I'm like, I don't want to miss this, right? And so that was making this film was a major impetus for me to move back to the Midwest just to be closer. And now I can like drive to Eau Claire and have lunch with Dad.
Yeah.
And we can talk about SpaceX or whatever he wants to talk about, you know, and have that relationship that would have been a flight, a checked bag, a this,
yeah,
or that.
Yeah.
And it just is like, it's, you know, I think 25-year-old Justin would be like, 40-year-old Justin is lame, but it really does matter more as you get older. And I think that's another theme here that should hopefully resonate with a lot of people.
Justin, you totally need to encourage your father to build a rocket. You absolutely need to do that.
A nipple rocket can be done. He may have the tools.
Oh, yes, indeed.
A nipple rocket.
Something we were talking about on the break is you said the importance of this work your parents are doing now is less about money and more about connection to people. And you said specifically the word ministry. Can you talk more about that, please?
Yeah, that and I'm sure my parents don't. I mean, they make like $10,000 a year on this. This is something where their idea of like, we gave them like $50 to go out to dinner. It took them like 2 months to spend it because
oh my gosh,
their treat is like they go get dollar egg rolls at the place that they like downtown Eau Claire, and so they're extreme.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works three
part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table?
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family.
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet.
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
Colleague.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies today with scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 56. Easterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, slight chance for scattered storms, lows around 35. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, chance for scattered rain showers, high temperatures reach up to 50. A dusting of snow Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 39.
Joe, and we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Company has made the biggest change in the convenience of your life. 844-967-2789. What in the 21st century, of all the things that have kind of come along and disrupted an industry, what stands out to you the most? At least as what's changed your life the most? Was it Netflix disrupting Blockbuster? Not having to call taxis anymore because Uber and Lyft were around, ordering literally anything you could ever want from Amazon. What was it? 844-967-2789. And I bring this up because Netflix has announced they're ending their mail-in DVD service after 25 years this September. And I think a lot of people went, oh, they're still doing that?
but for some people, that's their lifeline to films.
To films, yeah.
I saw one tweet where someone posted like a picture of a DVD. I don't remember what the DVD was. Because it said, you can have it when you pry for my cold, dead hand.
And that is a good point. I mean, I remember, though, the mail-in service. Like, we used that.
Yeah. I remember being confused by it because coming up in a world of Blockbuster, a place where I worked.
That's a compliment. I just say, of course, you fit the stereotype.
The tone didn't feel like it. But no, that world of like, you know, you rent, you watch, you return. If you don't,
rewind.
Exactly. So this idea of like, wait, so what do you mean? You like order a DVD and you just keep it for a month? Yeah. That doesn't make any sense. Like, it just, that first couple of times, like, oh, okay, now I get it. But it was such a huge idea, just this thought of, hey, you can have The Great Outdoors for 3 months if you want. Watch it. Don't watch it. I don't care.
Because at Blockbuster, you had 3 days, or was it 2 days?
Two days for new, 5 days for old.
Yeah. And then you just accrue those fees.
Yep.
Were late.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, yeah, it was revolutionary to be able to hold on to it. I mean, you were paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you had it, but you could either swap out as much as you wanted or keep it and watch it over and over again.
And that old idea, that old story of like Netflix came to Blockbuster and says, hey, we got this great idea. And Blockbuster goes, yeah, right. Kick rocks, fellas. Yeah. And whoop, whoop, whoop.
And is there still one Blockbuster? They made that documentary.
It closed.
Recently. It did close?
It did close. Mm. They made a TV show on Netflix about it.
Oh my gosh.
And it got canceled. And what's funny is when you watch the episodes, they're like, this show's on Netflix. We got to keep this Blockbuster open because places like Amazon can't close us. I'm like, say the other company. But they won't.
Why?
Because it's Netflix.
Oh, because Netflix did the show.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, and so I guess, because it got me thinking of, what are some of the other, because like that I remember specifically feeling, and then obviously then from going from, oh, we don't have to go to the Blockbuster anymore, we could just get, but then there was overlap for a little while, because I remember we also would have, because I was in college, and I remember it's distinctly, it was the like a boyfriend that I had, and we would, if we couldn't find the thing that we were going to get mailed in, then we still went to Blockbuster. And so I feel like the real dagger was streaming for Blockbuster.
Yeah. I mean,
because mail-in, so they didn't always have what you needed at first, and sometimes it was out. So you'd still have the opportunity to just like, oh, walk up and down the aisles of Blockbuster. That still feels very different of doing that IRL than like clicking through, even though it was on your TV or your website, of just being like, what's available? And it feels very different than actually getting to touch and see like and walk through a Blockbuster.
But even like when you got to the streaming portion of Netflix, and if you still had your DVD system or DVD package, that sense of inconvenience you'd feel when you'd go on Netflix and be like, oh, I'm going to watch this on streaming. It's only available on DVD. You mean I have to go to my website and get a and wait? Because it just cut the convenience lower and lower and lower to the point where like nowadays people are like, well, I got to wait 3 days for something from Prime.
Yeah.
What is that?
What is that? I can't just have it immediately. Yeah. Like I just Googled, where is The Great Outdoors streaming? And then 2 minutes later, I'm watching it.
Why is there not a Prime shoot in my house?
Exactly. So, but that it got me thinking of like, what are some of the other services, products, companies of the last 20 plus years that has just changed how we do things and have some nostalgia around it? Like, oh yeah, remember that was cute. Like I think about how Kodak, like growing up and getting films, like canisters of film developed.
Yeah.
And you had no idea. Like we were going, I was one of the reasons I was in California was we were at a baby shower and for one of my college friends, and we were at her mom's house, the house she grew up in. And they pulled out baby albums.
Yeah.
And it was funny because there were so many bad pictures of Brie. Like she was like a 10-pound baby. But it was funny because someone made the point. They're like, you didn't know what picture you got. Right? Like in the snap and shoot camera of 80s, 90s, even 2000s, you couldn't, until the digital camera came, let alone your phone, you couldn't be like, oh, how was that picture? Oh, let's take another one.
Yeah.
Like you did the whole thing with your mom for Christmas cards where you took the same picture 50 times to make sure that there was a good one in there.
Oh, yeah. And if you were taking a picture of a large family, you'd have to deal with 2 to 5 people blinking.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, no, this is what's happening. This is our memory.
And so then you just have like an entire canister of film that's the exact same picture if it was for holidays. But then like every picture, I remember trying to organize my mom's photos once and it was every picture has like 6 copies because then she would get doubles of each picture. And so the amount of just mediocre to bad photos that we have, but it's also God. Like, oh, do we throw them away? Like, what do you do with them?
The heartbreak.
But it was just funny. So it's like Kodak didn't innovate, like Blockbuster didn't innovate. And so then all of a sudden, for a little while, everyone, not everyone, but a lot of people had $200, $300, $400 digital cameras.
Yeah.
And then the iPhone.
I would say.
Because I don't see, do you see anyone carry around a camera anymore? If it's not a DSLR.
No, I have not. I think in the past year, I've seen one person whip out a digital camera. And I was like, that's adorable. That's absolutely adorable because that's wires. It's not even a point now. And the cameras on phones, I mean, I would even say even your inferior iPhone is gotten better. It's so great that like, why bother?
Yeah.
Why bother?
844-967-2789. What has been a development in the last 20 years that's really changed your life? Karina is on the phone. Thanks for joining us, Karina. What do you want to say?
For me, it would be GPS.
Oh my God.
I don't have a compass at all. I don't know where the sides of the world are. One time I had to drive from Chicago to Milwaukee, and it took me 8 hours because I got lost. Yeah. 8 hours. I got lost, and I could figure out only how to get out because I saw those nuclear station pipes going into the, you know, which one I'm talking about. We have a, not the nuclear, yeah, nuclear station. So, and I was able to go back, Oshkosh, I think, and I was able to go back on the highway to get to Milwaukee. But it took me 8 hours.
Karina, next time, just stay along the lakeshore.
Yeah.
And go north. Thank you so much for checking in.
Karina makes a good point, because do you remember MapQuest?
I was just thinking, printing them out.
And then, but I mean, that was how, when I first got to LA, I think I've said this before, there was the Thomas Guide, which was this thick map book that literally was all of Los Angeles that everyone had in their car.
Yeah.
And it would, you'd look up in the index in the back, the cross streets that you were trying to go to, and then you'd figure out, like, I have to take the 101 to the 405, like blah, 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 blah. And that was, like, when I first got out there, how I was finding, like, getting to my auditions. And then MapQuest was the thing, and so we could put in the end address, and then I'd leave from my house, but then if I had multiple auditions in a day, I'd have to go from, like, place to place to place, so I'd have 10 pages basically of, and eventually I didn't need that either because I knew Los Angeles well enough, and if you were going to the same studios, you knew, so unless it was some like boutique tiny casting office, I knew where I was going.
Yeah.
But having just been in Los Angeles again, I was like, man. And then because I don't think like Google Maps, I don't think I used regularly until I moved to Berkeley and I was out of Los Angeles, and so like that is, and now I still don't, 3 years in Milwaukee, I'm still like, I need to look up where I'm going.
When Bridget and I went to New Orleans this past January, we thought it'd be fun to get scooters. And there's two downfalls with that. One, New Orleans, not a scooter-friendly city, so I don't understand why you'd have scooter sales or rentals there. Also, because we didn't know where anything was, we had to stop every three blocks to look at our phone. Because there was no mounting apparatus. Mm-hmm. There was we go along, blah, blah, blah. Here we go. All right, stop. Okay, where are we going? We got to do this. And point three, it was miserable because we were like, I don't know how to get anywhere without my phone.
844-967-2789. If you would like to check in, you can call and or text Stephen from Green Bay. Thanks for calling, Stephen. What do you want to say?
Hello, Kristen and Greg. How are you guys doing today?
We're good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. So I actually hadn't thought about this until you guys brought it up. And then I was down doing laundry and I kind of had, a blast from the past moment. Do you guys remember candy cigarettes and those cap guns?
Yeah.
I remember growing up in Baraboo, Wisconsin, with those candy cigarettes running around the streets, capping off those guns. If I were to do that today as a child, I'd probably get the cops called on me. But that is something I remembered vividly as a kid. And I also want to point out, about the phone camera thing. I actually worked in the cell phone business. I worked for US Cellular. I actually, sold phones for that company. And one of the things that I was told to do by my boss on my marketing pitch when I was trying to sell someone a phone is to tell them how much the camera and the phone was worth.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those cameras are worth $700-$900 if you were to buy them in camera form on a smartphone. It's absolutely nuts, the technology that they pack into our mobile computers. They're not really phones. They're computers that make calls. That's what we're carrying around in our pocket.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for the call, Stephen. That's, the phone for sure. Phone's probably a pretty obvious one as far as how much it changes the convenience of our life.
What you guys don't remember is having to be at home to get the phone call.
Jane, I ain't that much younger than you. I remember that, too. I had a corded phone landline, baby.
You did? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because, again, I think a lot of people, that's why I get so frustrated when I see people in the car with their phones. Because back in the olden days, you actually had to be at a place in order to get the call or make the call. And we all lived.
And everyone lived to tell.
And everyone lived. Yeah. It was amazing.
What's the when phones were connected to wires, people were free, or something like that? which is a little
that's
bit
funny.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing is you see TV shows now that like either like old shows or whatever that take place in the past and the parents can't find them because they can't get a hold of them because there's no cell phone.
Yeah.
Half the problems that have happened back in the day, which has been like, hey, where are you? I'm at so-and-so's house. There you go. And it's like instead of freaking out because like, I don't know where my child is. Yeah, I also grew up in the time where we had a pager, a family pager.
Nice.
Yeah. That went
family pager.
Yeah. But we also had a car phone and then a
in
cell
the bag.
Phone.
Was it
yeah,
in the bag?
Yep. And then we had a cell phone. The cell phone, if you use that phone, you better be telling us your dying wishes. Because that phone was never to be used but for absolute positively the most emergency of emergencies, and that was never defined. So you just look at the phone going, I'm not touching this. I'm not doing anything with this.
Hot potato.
Because like it's like, will this call cost me $1,000?
And sometimes it did.
Yeah, it was really expensive.
I remember
oh my
the
gosh,
first time, and
days.
Then we'll go to break. The first time I took my cell phone, this was my first work trip. I was my first job out of school working for San Francisco Consulting Company, and we had like our annual like thing in Mexico, and I didn't know about roaming charges and data roaming charges on your cell phone.
Oh, mother glory.
And then really had to try to deal with that when I got back, and certainly paid a lot from my little paycheck to learn that lesson. We'll be back in a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. The Keep Wisconsin Warm, Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
You recall the Capitol insurrection? A post-ABC news poll showed 54% said Trump should be criminally charged for inciting the riot. That's like a litany of criminal allegations against the former president. You can say it's all partisanship and a witch hunt, but there wasn't one credible accusation against Obama during his entire 8-year term. So how Republicans just ignore all the evidence? I mean, he was perpetrating a coup on multiple levels.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast today with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs around 68. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms again tonight. Lows dip down to about 38. Cloudy. High of 57 tomorrow. Partly cloudy skies. Mid-40s Saturday and Sunday with a chance for scattered rain showers Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
To As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. He is Greg Bach. And this show flew by.
It really did.
First show back after a week. Just easy. Easy peasy. Pew pew.
Easy squeeze. No, I ruined that one. Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
That's what we're looking for.
Sorry.
But Mr. Greg Bach, who is going to be at the Laughing Tap this weekend?
Oh, what a topical question. It is going to be Gwen LaRocca. Chicago comic. Has been featured on Entre Nos on HBO and is very, very funny. Jane, do we have a clip?
We have a very short clip. Take a listen.
Chi-Chi's are everywhere. My friend got hers done. She said they cost her $7,500. And I was like, bitch, you don't have a car. She's like, shut up, girl. I don't care. I look good. And I was like, yeah, been that kind at the bus stop.
We had to pick a short clip because Gwen cusses a lot.
A lot?
Yeah. And she just cussed in Spanish.
Yes, she did. But I was looking for some more clips, and I would have had to have clipped it so much it would completely remove all of the context. So
that's what we got.
She's very funny.
She's very, very funny, and we're very much looking forward to having her at the club. It's going to be 3 shows, 1 Friday, 2 Saturday, laughingtap.com for more information. And I will put this out right now. If you are interested in seeing the Barons Brothers Comedy Hour.
Barons is in Charlie Barons.
Starring Charlie and his brother John. John and Charlie Barons are going to be... Charlie hosts the show. John will be a part of it as well. There's one ticket currently.
Wow.
One ticket. $15. Come on, people.
Wait, and when is that?
Tomorrow night, Thursday.
So tomorrow night, Thursday is the Barons Brothers.
Correct.
Gwen LaRocca is Friday, Saturday.
Correct. And then Sunday, Keg Stand Up at Lakefront Brewery.
It's a busy weekend.
It's a very busy weekend. Like last weekend was 6 shows. This is going to be 5 shows. But hey, we're putting on comedy. We're having fun. But Gwen LaRocca at the Laughing Tap this weekend. 3 shows. It'll be super duper fun.
And we will put the actual clip on the show notes because we have no FCC regulations.
Exactly.
There.
Heck yeah. Exactly.
And do not forget, tickets are $20. There are no drink minimums. So come on down. Drink as little or as much as you'd like, within reason, responsibly, and see some great comedy from up-and-comers.
And also ask for Greg Bach, because you've now had not one, but 2...
Yes.
Friends of As Goes Wisconsin, listeners who've come to the show and said, hey.
Yeah, it's been very fun. I feel very, very honored that you would come and buy tickets and see shows at the club and come on down. Make it a regular thing, people.
And how would, for people who don't watch the live stream, if you were to say what you look like.
Oh my God.
And to have them know which one is you, how would you describe? Because I would describe, you're fairly a distinct looking person, but I would love to know how you describe yourself.
When you walk in, just immediately look for Santa's white trash nephew. He was full of promise in his 20s, slowly sliding down that hill of mediocrity into a pit of ginger beer and despair.
Hey, that's my friend you're talking about. I would have said Santa.
Yeah, like Biker Santa.
Biker Santa.
Yeah.
That's a little bit nicer.
If you describe me, how would you describe me?
Something closer to that. I would have said like, looks like he belongs on Sons of Anarchy, but also is like a Care Bear on the inside.
I'm Biker Bear.
Biker Bear.
Love it. That's perfect.
So you say more about the Charlie Barons, because that's going to be a recurring show.
Yeah, it's going to be a monthly show. I think we've settled on third Thursday of the month. So the next one, I believe, is going to be on the 20th of May or whatever that date is. We'll announce that immediately after tomorrow, and tickets will go on sale immediately. Well, but this is Charlie wanting to do some stand-up, trying to work on some new stuff. He's hosting the show, and then he's bringing along, and John and he are booking the show accordingly with the comedians they want to see on stage. So this week will be John, and I'm blanking on, it's going to be Ton Johnson.
Back from Chicago?
Well, for the moment, yeah. I'm still not talking about moving. I'm very upset about that. But he's going to basically have his regulars.
Okay.
So the people who regularly open for him are going to be... going to be opening this show or doing this show with Michael Rofo, I believe is his name, headlining the show, if you will. So Charlie hosts, get the new material out there to the world and having a good time. And this is just, so if you got tickets already, if you're interested in getting that ticket, this is not his regular show he does in theaters. This is a strictly stand-up show, very fun, laid back, working on stuff, but still come out and see it. It's going to be a great time. And you're going to have a blast. And you're going to be in a great little room. Because, I mean, nowadays you get to see Charlie at the Riverside and
Big Gators.
And that's great for him. But, man, it's a little more intimate now.
Well, and what I think, too, is cool, too, Greg, is you can see some of the stuff that he's working on in its earlier form. Mm-hmm. And then eventually when he hones it down a little bit, you'll finally see the final product. I think that's a great way to look at the process of comedy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the thing with Hari Kondabolu's weekend. He's starting a brand new hour now because his new special just dropped yesterday on YouTube. Vacation Baby, check it out. Is that one thing we don't talk about with Charlie is how...
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, one in five Americans
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.